Board members who have served on the board for 12 or more consecutive months are required to attain a minimum of 6 hours of training by December 31st of each calendar year. Board members who are elected to serve an initial or non-continuous term have to obtain a minimum of 9 hours of training by December 31st of the year following their election and 6 hours of training by December 31st of each calendar year thereafter. Hours obtained in excess of the required minimums may be carried over through December 31st of the third calendar year following the year in which the hours were earned. Under the previous policy, protocol hadn't been established to handle a board member whose training wasn't current. Under the new policy, the superintendent would officially alert the board member if their training is not up to speed. The board member would then have 30 days to make up the training hours or be removed from the board, except under special circumstances such as military service or a serious medical condition. Under other school board news, the board approved a blanket amount of 22 routine purchases for specific services, curriculum, and professional development. Board policy requires action for purchases in excess of $10,000, in addition to certain bidding procedures for many purchases. Each purchase has to be approved by the board and superintendent of Mountain Home Public Schools, Dr. Jake Long, who says the blanket approval will streamline the process of paying vendors on time without having to wait until the next school board meeting. He says board approval of all 22 items makes sense because bills come frequently between board meetings. The board adjourned shortly, then proceeded with a grievance procedure to address a filing by an employee of the district. The employee was not present. City Attorney Roger Morgan was in charge of the proceeding and noted since the employee who filed the grievance wasn't there, the meeting could publicly proceed. Attorney for the Mountain Home School District, Marshall Nye, summed up the grievance by saying the employee filed it due to a reprimand received. Nye essentially argued since the reprimand didn't have any adverse employment action, such as the employee being fired, he recommends the board dismiss the grievance. The board unanimously agreed and the hearing was over. The board also approved the transfer of 10 students out of the district and approved two coming in. The board adjourned into executive session and approved a number of resignations and new hires. To see a full list of those individuals, visit this story on KTLO.com. From the newsroom, I'm Eric Toddy reporting.